It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac. From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrac.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals. They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey there, it's Didi LaFrac. This is San Francisco Dam, your daily truth bomb from the east side of San Francisco, the Tenderloin, for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. Babies, oh my goodness. Thank you so much for listening, subscribing. I appreciate everybody who takes the time to listen because your time is important. Honeys, let me tell you, the weather here is beautiful. Our Native American summer is sort of simmering down. It was 70 and sunny. I predict a week from today it'll be back to about 60, 58 degrees and foggy, typically. Now, your daily short truth bomb today is talking about a couple different topics that are basically about the same topic. San Francisco's October surprise and San Francisco's ruling class. The ruling class. Who is ruling San Francisco besides the mayor and the board of supervisors? Now, I have to credit a Twitter follower, a San Francisco Dam Twitter follower, who said that we were talking about junkies, and I talk about Junkies Inc., Junkies Incorporated. I talk about San Francisco being the junkie apocalypse. New listeners, a junkie is a Merriam-Webster dictionary definition for a narcotics addict. So unclutch your pearls. It's not a pejorative. It's an apt description for someone who has a serious narcotics addiction. Now, a Twitter follower, we were chit-chatting, and she said, yeah, the junkies are the ruling class of San Francisco. I agree with that. The junkies are the ruling class. And the October surprise. The October surprise is usually when some bomb is dropped before a election. Usually, I've heard the term regarding the presidential races. Usually, some bad news comes out and the other team benefits from the bad news. Well, we've got a one-party rule here in San Francisco, but the October surprise is in today's San Francisco, well, I'll just call them the mainstream news. The mainstream news had a story, oh my God, surging homeless. They always call it homeless. They never say drug addicts. That's being so duplicitous and so dishonest. These are narcotics addicts out here on the streets of San Francisco. The majority, 90%. So anyway.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac. We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac. Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Didi LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.
Mainstream news says, oh my goodness, a surge in homeless. Now, the city is looking into opening. Hang on to your hats. Lace up your shoes. Hey, ladies, zip up that body shaper because San Francisco is talking about opening up 40 pop-up junkie shanty towns. That's what I'm calling them. The city uses flowery, sadistic, progressive language and calls them safe sleeping villages. Why? Gosh shucks. There's a safe sleeping village across from City Hall, next door to the Asian Art Museum, next door to the main library on Larkin. They just had a shooting today, Tuesday, October 20th. So the point I'm making, the October surprise, is they want to have junkie pop-up shanty towns in like the school grounds of over 20 schools, because schools are not open in San Francisco. The city basically hates kids unless the kids have wealthy parents who insulate them, educate them with tutors, keep them out of the dysfunctional nonsense. Now, the city wants to put over 20 junkie pop-up tents in schools, in the school playgrounds. Can you imagine? And they, you know, my neighborhood doesn't get to feel all the pain. We're talking spread out all over San Francisco. Honeys, to say this is an October surprise is an understatement. People are really going to be upset. I predicted a lot of things at the San Francisco Dam platform. I'm proud of myself. I am brave. I am courageous enough to express what a lot of people are feeling. People are afraid, and now they're starting to galvanize. But San Francisco is basically inhabited by a lot of wussy, formerly phony liberals who are getting their wake-up call, their junkie wake-up call. They are saying that the junkies are the ruling class in San Francisco, and City Hall prioritizes them. Imagine, people. These junkies are coming out here, $150 a month. They are not paying rent on their tents. The tents are unregulated. They get a $500 welfare check. They get $200 worth of food stamps. They get free needles. Yes, I'm not making any of this up. They are prioritized. I'm not really sure about the figures. I don't have those notes in front of me, but it's approximately, I think, $12,000 a year for each San Francisco school child, while it's $60,000 on up per homeless / tent junkie. Did you hear me? I'll repeat. $6,000 on up per year the city spends on this homeless / tent junkies, and $12,000 per year on San Francisco school children. Now, darlings, whew, that's a whole lot of talk for a nugget of dysfunctional dystopian nonsense. I am thinking about what I'd like to share with you. And I probably do need another show. I do have another show that's an incubation. I'm coming out of incubation. I've been going through a metamorphosis for years. When you get older, your life changes and you roll with the punches, and you have to go through a metamorphosis, like the caterpillar comes out and there's the chrysalis, and then you're a butterfly. I'm in my butterfly stage. I was in that sort of, not necessarily a cocoon, but I was definitely emotionally hunkering down and going through a change. I've gone through an interesting, incredible life change since I lost my art partner. That was like, I've said it before, and it's good that I'm sharing this, because people have grief, and a lot of grief is unresolved, and I feel people could express their grief more. And you have to honor your ancestors, honor your dead by speaking about them. That's why I speak about Richard LaFrague, the late great Mr. Dam, best art partner I ever had, soulmate. Anyway, I've gone through it and come out the other side. It's a beautiful fall. I look forward to beautiful days. And of course, thank you for your thoughts. I keep myself safe. I have extreme situational awareness. Now, darlings, this is your show. Your daily show. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.